Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now, there's an amazing verse of scripture here, second chapter and fifth verse. Don't overlook this one. Let this mind be in you. You have to do this on purpose. Nobody raised in this lousy, stinking world will just automatically think this way. You just don't do it. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So what is this saying? This is saying, think like Jesus. Why? You're joint heirs with Him. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be called equal with God. Ah. Brother Copeland. Ah! You're gonna stand up there and tell me? Ah! That you're equal with God? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Let this mind be in you. When you and I, because of what He did, because He went to hell, because He defeated the devil, because He took upon a great name and gave it to us, praise God, and brought you and me up to that place where we're joint heirs with Him and equal with God.
Amen.
I've had people say this to me, Kenneth Copeland, you just lift yourself up to be equal with God. No. He raised me up and made me sit together with Him in heavenly places. Well, you just pull God down on your level. No. He came down here of His own free will and gave Himself for me and for you.
Amen.
So that we could be lifted up. Amen. And sit with Him in heavenly places.
Amen.
And I don't mind telling you, praise God, I can and you can come boldly to the throne of grace.
Amen.
And have a seat, Bubba. Come on up and sit down, man. Glory, just sit down like you own the place.
Amen.
Amen. Because you do.
Amen.
Jesus is at the right hand of the Father.
Hallelujah.
Well, guess who's at the right hand of Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Made Himself of no reputation, took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. I want to comment right there on He came ever bit a human being. And without the anointing of God, He could do no miracles. All He could do, the only anointing He had, was as a carpenter.
working for his dad. Don't you know he was a good one?
Yes.
Amen. Did you ever wonder why his brothers didn't like him? Well, how would you like to have been raised with Jesus? Why can't you be like your brother? Jesus wouldn't do that. Jesus would never say that. Jesus don't ever do anything wrong. I always get caught at everything. Jesus never gets caught at anything. But when he was raised from the dead and he appeared to them, it changed everything. And we have two books in the Bible written by his half-brothers. Hallelujah. Get that shouting spot right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now notice, his name was conferred upon him. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name. Make yourself a small note right there. He gave him his name, not a name. He gave him his name, which is above every name that is named. Now, I would like to inject something right here. For those that say, well, you know, God doesn't heal anymore. Well, then he must have changed his name. He must have changed his name. He is Jehovah Rapha. Well, Jesus is Jesus Healer.
Oh, come on. Come on, brother.
Come on.
Huh?
Come on, brother. Yeah, come on.
Jehovah Rapha.
He got the healer name.
Amen.
He is Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
The great supplier. You want me to tell you what his name is concerning that? After the order of Melchizedek. Oh, glory to God. The great high priest of the tithe. Woo-hoo-hoo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's my financier. Glory to God. And over the last 52 years, he's made this ministry wealthy and he's made me wealthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. An abundant supply.
Yes.
Now, not just financially. When you say wealth, 99% of people think money. No, money's way down here on the bottom of the list.
Yes.
Top of the list is spirit.
Yes. Amen.
To prosper even as your soul prospers. True prosperity is the ability by faith to receive from God all of your needs abundantly met, spirit and soul and body and financially and socially, praise God, and all the spectrum of human life in heaven and in earth. Glory to God. We're a prosperous people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things, beings, names in heaven, earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let me impose this over the top of that in a way that can broaden the spectrum of your thoughts. That Jesus Christ, that the Englishized word is Jehovah. It's kind of it's not a real good translation of it, but it, you know, it's what we have to work with. That Jesus Christ is Jehovah to the glory of Jehovah the Father. Glory to God, hallelujah. That name. that name which is above every name that is named. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Conferred upon him. Now, all reference from the book of Acts to the book of Revelation, all reference to that name points back to his victory over death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
Amen. There is no mention of that name and the use of it in heaven. Nobody there needs it. It's a weapon. We need it. We need it. Glory to God. And it always refers to his victory over death. So where is it today? There's no other name under heaven given unto men whereby men are saved. That name has been given to men. That name belongs to us. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That mighty name is ours. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew 28, remember what Jesus said? He said, all power. This is just moments after he's raised from the dead. Satan's laying in the dirt. Stripped. Stripped of authority. Stripped of his keys. Do you have any idea what he saw on the day of Pentecost? Oh, glory be to God. I mean, he thought they had Jesus. Had the princes of this world known, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. Well, of course not, they would not have. But they thought they had him. They thought they had him. They had him in hell. Nobody's ever gotten out of hell. There's no way out of here. It's one way in and no way out. And he's here. And he is the only one, the only human being to ever be cast into the lowest part of the pit. He took all sin. He bore the price for the worst sins that have ever been committed by human beings. Not only that, he took sin itself. He took all sickness, all disease. He took the curse itself. He was made to be that curse. No man has ever suffered like him before or will ever suffer like him again. And they thought they had him. Every demon of hell tormenting him. Tormenting him. Tearing at him. And the filth and the stench of that place. Too horrible to even imagine it. I've read after people that had the experience of going there. And they only saw a part of it. Jesus bore it all of it. The 52nd chapter of the book of Isaiah said his visage was so marred that he no longer looked human. That began to manifest before he ever left his body on the cross. That's what impressed that Roman executioner. He'd never seen a body look like that before. He'd never seen something happened like that. And all of the, who knows how many this man had crucified. But he'd never seen a body like that one. It had already begun to manifest. And he was already dead. It was so severe. Before they even had to break his legs, he was dead and gone. And he suffered in that place like no human has ever suffered. 3 days and three nights of unspeakable torture. But the worst part of all of it was the separation from his Father. My God! But he found himself in the 22nd Psalm. You and I can find ourselves in the 23rd Psalm. He's our shepherd, and we do not want. He leads us beside still waters and into green pastures so he can restore our soul. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes. And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, may I remind you that the shadow of a dog has never bit anybody? Oh, yeah. It's just the shadow of death. And we're in it today. We're in the shadow of valley of the shadow of death today. It's around us everywhere. We're in the shadow of it. But when you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, it's nothing but a shadow. And we fear no evil in this valley. Why? Because our God's the biggest thing in the valley, brother. I mean, come on.
Come on. Come on, sir.
My God. Oh, hallelujah. And he has prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thank you very much.
Come on.
But I'm going to tell you something. The devil has no place at this table. Hallelujah. Pass me the healing, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. That every tongue will confess. Now, I mentioned some names earlier. John Rockefeller. Well, nobody thinks J-O-H-N-R-O. No. You think either the picture of the man, if you've ever seen a picture of him. Or let's bring it even closer than that. Let's talk about someone you know. And someone mentions that name. If it's someone that you know well, then your memory kicks in. And you think about incidences, you think about ideas, you know, about times that you spent with that person. And I am so thrilled that Jerry Savelle is with me on this trip. And Jerry and I have been together 50 years. And we've had, I'm telling you, we have had some great times together. We've had times preaching together. We've had times riding motorcycles together. I mean, we've just had just these wonderful times. Our families and our family and their family, we're just all family. And Jerry called me in 2018 and he said, 2019 is my 50th year in the ministry. And he said, I wouldn't be in the ministry if it wasn't for you. So he said, if you want me, he said, I'll go to every meeting you preach in 2019. And I said, won't you, brother? Come on. And then he said, at no expense to KCM, he said, I'll pay my own way. Well, that's Jerry Savelle. Now, when somebody mentions Jerry, there are different things that happen over the years that I think about, and that a lot of fun that he and I have had and a lot of experiences we've had. But one thing just really has been impressed me over all these years and all the meetings that we preached together and all the places we traveled together and all of that, there has never, ever been one cross word. Amen. Between our families, amen, our ministries. I mean, our ministries are, God, that's just, you get the idea. Now, when the name of Jesus is used by a believer in faith, I'm not talking about when somebody uses it just traditionally, and I might add right here, we don't pray for Jesus' sake. No, it's for my sake in His name. He doesn't need healing, I do. Amen. And really think about this now. The power is not in the name Christ, because that's not His name. That is not His last name. Amen. It's really not a title. It's what He preached. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me.
I'm Susan and this is Shay, and we work for Kenneth and Glory Copeland in Arkansas at their prayer cabins.
In 2012, I had my first daughter. You know, you expect, as soon as you have your baby, you expect to hear them crying, and that's when you know they're okay. And I just remember silence in the room. The nurses took her off, and they said, your daughter has a very, very bad lung infection, and we're doing everything we can do right now, and we're going to have to airlift your baby to a different hospital. So about 6 hours after having her, I was driving to another hospital. When I got there, she was in the NICU, and for 2 days, we couldn't touch her. I still didn't get to hold her. The phone rang, and then I answered it, and it was a nurse. She said, yes, your baby has a bad infection, but we found something else. Your baby has a hole in her heart. It may require surgery, but there's always a chance that it could close on its own. So after the infection was taken care of, we left the hospital, brought her home, and they said, we want you to come back in X amount of time, and we're going to check again.
I called my church family, and of course my family, our family, and I said, I have to call Brother Copeland and Miss Gloria and Terry and George Pearson, because I know they're going to pray for her baby.
When we came back, the Copelands were still here. Instantly, prayers. They just started praying, and they put their hands on her and prayed for healing. A year later, we go back to Children's Hospital, and they say, we have no sign of anything wrong with your baby's heart. From this point forward, when you fill out any papers, she has no heart condition. Never treat her like she does ever again, because it's like it never happened. In 2016, I had another baby girl. Her name is Breelyn. The pregnancy was smooth as could be. Anything after birth was great, no problems. And then we got surprised in 2018 with a little boy. And because Paisley had the heart condition, both of my children after were tested. The cardiologist was doing the test, and I could just see something come over his face, and he just quit moving. He just sat there for a minute, and I looked at Carter. I said, he's fixing to say something that I don't want to hear, and he heard me, and he said, yes, ma'am, I am. He said, do you see this on the screen? You could see the two holes in his heart and the blood going back and forth, and the holes looked so big. And he said, I want you to come back in 3 months. So he said, before you leave, I want to have an anatomy scan done on him also. So we go to a different doctor down the hall, and she's doing the anatomy scan, and even she looks at the heart and says, I can see the two holes in your baby's heart. And I said, yes, the cardiologist has told us. And she said, okay, well, I'm going to keep on with my scan. And she said, there's a cyst on your baby's brain. And she said, with the holes in the heart and the cyst on the brain, those are major markers for a certain type of autism. And she said, I too need you to come back in 3 months. So it just so happened that the Copelands were here again, filming in Arkansas. And Mr. Copeland said, well, how's the pregnancy? How's your baby? And I just started crying, and he knew. And I said, there's a lot wrong this time. And he started praying. Him and Gloria laid hands on my stomach. And when they started praying, I got chill bumps everywhere. I was cold all of a sudden. And the nights before that, between the appointment and meeting and praying with Gloria and Kenneth, I couldn't sleep at night. I was anxious. And after that day, God gave me a calm, just a peace. And I said my prayers at night and I went to sleep, and that was it, until I went back 3 months later and the cardiologist says, I don't see any holes in your baby's heart. Both of them are closed. And I told Carter, I said, now we just have to check on the brain now. So we go down the hall to the doctor, and he says, everything looks great. And I said, well, we were here because there was a cyst on my baby's brain. And he said, it's not there. He said, I wasn't even going to mention it because there's nothing there. And it just showed that to me, the God you read about, the miracles he did thousands of years ago, is still the same God that can still do the same miracles now and today.
How do you use a name as a weapon? Well, first, you have to be given authority to use the name. And second, you have to know the power that comes with that name in order to enforce it properly. And if someone writes you a check and you know they're good for it and you know they're good for the money that it represents, what are you going to do? You're going to take that check to the bank and fully expect that full amount to be given to you, because you were given authority with that check to do just that, and because the name on it is good. Well, I've got good news for you. Jesus has given you the authority of His name. And that name represents victory, victory over the curse, victory over sickness, over disease, over lack, praise God. But now it's up to you to enforce the power of His name. Speak His promises over your life, over your situation, and believe this: His name is good for it. Now, we want to help you grow in your understanding of this, so that's why we're sending you for free, if you want it, this free gift. It's a package called The Power of the Name of Jesus. And in this package includes this 10 CD set called The Name Above Every Name, or you can have that on MP3. And with those, we'll include this study guide as well. But right now, you need to start accessing the power that God has given you through Jesus and through the name of Jesus more fully than you ever have before. If you want to get a hold of these things, go to kcm.org and order yours today. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.